today.
Well, it's not yesterday.
It's not tomorrow.
Yesterday was pretty good.
Was it? Why? How?
A lot of football.
For some.
Hanging out.
Yeah, that's for some.
Terrible.
Otherwise.
Redskins won and the rest of the NFC East lost.
Really? Yeah. What do you say to the people who were baling hay yesterday and cutting corn?
Good for you.
Good for you.
Where's my corn?
It's right here. You're speaking with him. Monsieur Corn, along with Monsieur McFadden and Monsieur Kessler. The Doug Good Day program. Monday is upon us. We're trying to avoid sending you into a slow zone. Nothing slow about what's going on today. There is nothing slow going on any day. You got a big, wide, open canvas every day. You paint a new picture. Today, we are happy that the U.S. and Iran have agreed to speed up talks to defuse the nuclear issue with our long, fractured relationship. I think this is a significant turn. Presidents together, Mr. Obama and Mr. Rouhani, first leaders of their countries to speak since the hostage crisis 3 decades ago that ended with Jimmy Carter on the eve of the inauguration of Ronald Reagan. How many people remember that? Goes over and gets the hostages from Iran. That's the last time any American president has spoken to a leader of Iran.
Wow.
That day, until last Friday. So, kudos. Good. Move it. And make sure that we get conclusion. We get a lot of yak sometimes on these things, and then they don't go anywhere. I have a good feeling about this. How many people raise your hands if you have a good feeling about this so that we just calm down a little bit more? At least
it would appear that everybody in Iran couldn't stand Ahmadinejad as much as everybody else in the world couldn't stand Ahmadinejad. And hopefully it's a...
You know what happens, Richie?
Turning a curve.
In our country, we have hardliners. In France, there are hardliners. Brazil, there are hardliners. China, there are hardliners. Iran, there are hardliners. There were protests.
Hardliners are a little bit different than their hardliners.
Well, you'd like to think that or hope that would be the case. When Mr. Rouhani got back to the airport on Saturday in Tehran, protesters were throwing eggs and shoes at him because he reached out so far as to talk to Mr. Obama. They didn't like that. And this is not the majority, but this is what the news media... See, we're back again to the news media as bad guys. They portrayed this as some big group. There were less than 100 demonstrators versus how many people live... 40-some-odd million people live in Iran, right? So, of the 40 million, 100 people threw eggs at the guy. So what? That doesn't take away from the good news. The police struggling to control the crowd, looking at pictures that appeared on our popular media... this looks bad. No, it doesn't look... It looks good. Thank you. It looks good. All right, so anyway. A New Jersey judge ruled that the state of New Jersey has to allow same-sex couples to marry, saying that not doing so deprives them of their constitutional rights. Why is this an issue anymore? Why in the name of heaven? This is like wasting time voting for Obama. Why is it good? All that should just be let it happen. What are you getting in their face for? Well, get out of the way.
Yes and no.
What do you mean yes and no?
It's good in that it got broken down to the states where each state individually will decide what they want to do, and that's cool. Yeah. If you want it, fine. If you don't want it, fine. Great. Cool. But why is the government involved in
married? There you go.
Is the bottom line question.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Why do we have to get their approval
to
be married?
Mm-hmm. I'm not getting it.
I'm pretty sure you're... Yeah.
A brand new $100 bill has finally been upgraded and set to circulate next week. It's a fancy new note designed in part to help people check for fakes. Changes from copper to green will include a color-changing inkwell, 3D security ribbon, and more texture on Ben Franklin's collar. Oh. How are we going to use that 3D?
Because the counterfeiters are one step ahead of the printers.
Yeah.
How long is it before paper money is just obsolete?
No, I hope not. I like feeling it, frankly. I like the $100.
I don't
bills.
Use it a whole lot.
I use a card.
Yeah, I use the card quite a bit, but that's just as easy, if not easier, to counterfeit and steal.
888-30. If there's a will, there's a way, Richie. No matter what it is that you're trying to protect, somebody will figure it out. 888-302-3684. How many people know the story of Patrick the Gorilla?
Patrick the Gorilla.
Patrick the Gorilla lives at the Dallas Zoo.
My old girlfriend used to call me Richard the Dog.
I'm not surprised. This is Patrick, a 430-pound gorilla, lives at the Dallas Zoo.
Okay.
This week he's going to be transferred to a therapeutic facility.
Nice for him.
Because he bit a female gorilla. And then brought another. He had two gorillas. I'm going to tell this story without getting lost in it. There's a story here. Three gorillas together. Two of them female, one of them male. All right, you got a picture so far? Patrick the gorilla has two girlfriends. And he bit one of them and chased her out of his lair and brought another one in and gave her shade because it's hot in the Dallas Zoo. So the fact that he treated one of them aggressively and the other one differently has given gorilla psychologists something to think about. So they feel that Patrick the gorilla has to be, in some way, shape, or form, he has to be examined. He's been sent to the Riverbank Zoo in Columbia, South Carolina for solitary confinement.
Oh, my.
He's been in sensitivity training.
Yeah.
For a gorilla. You put him in a cage, and then he gets angry, and then you want to give him sensitivity training.
Right, that's it. Sensitivity training. La, la, la,
he was born in the Bronx Zoo and raised by humans.
Yeah.
Poorly equipped him to deal with members of his own species, they said.
Right.
You know, the kids always want to, let's go to the zoo. Okay. Mm-hmm. The zoo is the most, at least in Washington, D.C., there are probably four zoos in this country that I will go, you know what, that's not bad. And I'm not some, big PETA animal rights. I want to eat my steak and
guy. Yeah, yeah.
But it's the most depressing place to walk through the National Zoo.
Zoos are
to
awful.
See that,
all caged up.
To see that elephant just standing there in his 50-foot pasture. It's
awful.
It's depressing.
Awful. All right, I want you to know, I'm not making this up, there's a commentary on Miley Cyrus and drugs. She's been quoted as saying, "I think weed is the best drug on earth." The fellow who wrote the story is Charles M. Blow.
Right.
You don't find that?
I find this whole thing depressing with her coming out and basically...
She is... She's going to be gone soon. Because she won't. She has not the starch. She doesn't have the starch that Lindsay Lohan does.
She's got a top-selling hit, and she's being talked about in the news every day.
Yeah. No.
But how long? She's basically saying it's a social drug, and you can do it in the happy places with people. You're not hiding in a closet like all the other drugs. But you know what? Talk to your kids.
Yes.
I just had my daughter take down her Justin Bieber poster and replace it with a One Direction poster because they're still nice boys.
They are good. Okay.
And she's down with it. She's okay with it.
Is she? Does she understand?
Yeah. I tell her she's six, and I just say he's not a very nice person. He does some things that aren't very nice. He doesn't act very responsibly or respectful.
Uh-huh.
And then she came and asked last week if we could take that poster down and buy her a One Direction poster. I said, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
So you talk to them, they'll get it.
Yeah. Let me talk to you. Let's see if you get this. The way to open up the pores on your head and have hair. This is the most popular product we are talking about currently at Good Day. Provia, P-R-O-V-I-A. That is, sales are booming because you obviously are getting the idea. And many of you are sensitive to this. Women, especially, don't want to be walking around looking like they don't have any hair. A lot of women wear wigs now so that they don't show, or they have weaves somehow or other, they get their hair fixed. it's very expensive. So if you got a lot of money, you're cool with that. If you don't have a lot of money, you want to try something that's just as good, take you 3 or 4 months to get your hair back, but Provia will do the trick. Call this number now to order Provia. Mention Doug Steffen, you'll get Super Provia, which is a concentrate to work faster to cleanse the pores on your scalp so the hair that's underneath can start growing back again. Most people relate to using cheap shampoos. They understand that the cheap shampoos fill up the pores like cement. And you need something strong. That's what Provia is. It's all natural. It revitalizes once it opens up the pores. The hair follicles are revitalized. That's why you see your hair, you feel your hair getting thicker. It is, because this is the safe, natural way, no side effects, for you to get your hair out and stronger. 800-525-8319. That's the number to call when you want to order this. And why wouldn't you do it now while you're thinking about it? When you brush your hair, comb your hair, soon you'll have a lot to brush and a lot to comb, and you'll be happy. 800-525-8319. At least you'll be happy about that. Provia and Super Provia. 800-525-8319. Remember, this is a limited time offer, so hurry. 800-525-8319.
Policy issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $18 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-887-7372. That's 1-800-887-7372. Call 1-800-887-7372.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
If you've got a pre-owned GM vehicle, you test drove it, right? And if your car is OnStar, why not test drive it too? Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us. You'll get help in a crash, turn-by-turn directions, roadside assistance, and monthly diagnostic checks, all at no cost or obligation. Offer good on 2006 or newer digitally equipped pre-owned and non-active GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations.
This fall, when your allergies strike, fight back with the power of Benadryl. It's proven more effective than Claritin at relieving your allergies. Get the powerful allergy relief of Benadryl and fight back when allergies attack. Benadryl, you know the drill.
Use only as directed. Based on studies in seasonal allergic rhinitis with Benadryl allergy 50 milligrams 3 times daily versus Claritin 10 milligrams once daily. Claritin is a registered trademark of MSD Consumer Care Incorporated.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time, mostly this time, as often as we can get the time to go through music that's had an impact on your life, pop music, if you will, contemporary
hit sure.
music. We're going through the top five songs from this week in 1976 with the bits and pieces of them, starting at number five with Boz Scaggs and Lowdown. This was a simple, straightforward hit. Right to the top.
A lot of blue-eyed soul with a little bit of funk in it.
All right, this is even better. Bob Kay and Rick Deans. It's the number four song during this week in 1976. Disc jockey Rick Dees and Disco Duck. Crank it up, Richie!
Wait for the guitar lead.
So, Rick Dees was a very popular disc jockey in Memphis. He was 29, 30, was doing a lot of crazy stuff. I got hired a guy named Walt, I wish I could remember his last name, was managing a station in Los Angeles. And he drove through Memphis one morning. I heard Rick Dees on the radio, and he called up the station, and he offered Rick a job on the spot. Well, I could see this guy. I knew this guy. He was a friend, actually. He started one of the first syndication companies, Richie. And he made Rick, he started with Rick's program being syndicated. But he was the manager of this station anyway, and he put him on it. People in Los Angeles didn't understand him. They didn't know what to make of him when he first got there.
Oh, yeah.
But it didn't take long, and he became the number one figure on the radio and was for a long, long time. Still in Los Angeles. Still does a syndicated program the weekend.
I want to say, you know, when Walt, you don't even Jones. Have to go to L.A. to apply for a job. They just come to you. And
right.
Pick up the phone and call you. That's awesome.
Clever guy. Yeah. He's looking old. I haven't seen him about a year ago.
He's a good guy.
He and I were fans of each other and liked each other. So anyway, but he's a very good radio guy. One of the guys, you know, when I talk about the way radio used to be, useful, fun, and that pretty much describes Rick Dees. Number three this week in 1976, an instrumental Walter Murphy's Big Apple Band.
Bam.
And a fifth of Beethoven. Nobody understood this either.
Oh, I like it.
It was tricky and kind of
funkify Beethoven.
Yeah, it's
very cool.
Yeah. Yep. A fifth.
Man, this is the weird music.
It is a weird week in music because there's lots of variety. And that used to be the real hallmark of good contemporary hit radio, playing the hits no matter what they were. This is a song that I find very appealing, frankly. England Dan, John Ford Coley, and I'd really love to see you tonight. Crank it up, Richard.
I'd really love to see you tonight.
Number two this week in 1976. Wait a minute. Whoa! Hold on a second. Wait a minute.
What?
Where are you going? I want to have more of that. That's
you
a
do?
Nice romantic song, yeah.
9 out of 10 people want to hear play that funky music.
Really?
Right, yeah.
Where are you? Identify these 9 people, please. Wow, Cherry, play that funky music is number one. And this is weird because, well, I mean, it just points out how strange musical tastes were and how all over the place. In the top five, Rick
you know
Ees and Wild Cherry.
A lot of funk. Boz Gags, Walter Murphy,
yeah,
and Wild Cherry, all funk.
And England Dan and John Ford Coley, just a really good sappy love song.
Yes, exactly.
That's what that is.
Exactly.
All right, there they are, the top five songs this weekend, 1976 here in Good Day.
Can money buy happiness?
Maybe it can if you spend the money in the right way.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus.
We tend to think, oh, I have money. You know, I can go out and buy that fancy car, that great house.
But research shows that's not the answer.
It turns out that the most happiness we get from money is when we spend it on experiences, and particularly experiences that we can share with loved ones and friends.
AARP financial educator John Dolphiné.
Social connections drive happiness for human beings.
The scientists who check this out have written a book. It's called Happy Money, The Science of Smarter Spending.
Go to a great meal with friends or family. Take that dream vacation with people you care about. That will bring you more happiness than buying that piece of jewelry or furniture set for your dining room.
Tomorrow, some more ideas on ways to spend money that could bring you a long-lasting smile. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Pack 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
And thoughts, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show, email to Doug at DougStefan.com. We maybe ought to post Dudley at DougStefan.com too. What do you think, Richie?
Picture.
Right? Yeah, why not? Ken at DougStefan.com. Would we have Kenny there? Nah. Dudley is the host of the program. A lot of things going on, discussions of health insurance, Obamacare, government shutdown, tomorrow at this time. Oh, my God, the world will come to an end. Somebody said that the president is negotiating or wanting to negotiate with the duly elected president of Iran, but doesn't want to negotiate with the duly elected representatives from various states in our country. Negotiation is not part of the discussion. It's do it our way or hit the highway on both sides. And how do you negotiate from that point? You don't. 888-302-3684. I looked at a dead guy last night and had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of emotion. I don't like looking at dead people. Can't tell you that I've seen a lot of them. Because I'm not much for funerals, not much for going to funeral homes, not much for looking at what is basically a big sack of you-know-what.
Who is?
I think there are people who...
But you do it to pay respects for,
yeah,
to the family.
Yeah, I think so. Right, exactly. And right. I paid respects. I like this guy was a guy that was a real guy. Somebody who is 25 years older than me and someone who with whom over the last 10 years I struck up a great friendship. A former farmer, became a developer. He was a Navy SEAL at 17. He, like a lot of other people, fudged his way into the Navy, became a SEAL, became part of an elite demolition squad, and blew up lots of ships in World War II. Had 3 bullet holes in his back. This guy was fazed by nothing. there wasn't anything that could happen to this guy in his life that he got shook up about. He could take it, and he was strong-willed. He was a little bit of a bigot, and I didn't care for that side. You know what? You find things about people that you like, and you ignore the things about them that you don't like.
If you walk away from people because you don't like one aspect,
you won't have any friends.
right,
exactly. Because they're all not going to be like you.
Everybody's a little crazy, including yourself.
Yeah, that's, well, how about that? But this guy was, his name was Bob Quirk. He was a, he and I worked over the deal for me to buy the bigger of the two farms that I have now where the dairy operation takes place. And we made a handshake deal for millions of dollars, and nobody ever could understand it. And when he died, I still owed him millions of dollars. And his daughter came to me last night when I walked into the funeral home. And by the way, I had been baling hay, and I didn't go home and change my clothes. I went right to the funeral home and went right in, and she looked at me and smiled and said, "My father would completely understand." I said, "I'm a little upset, but I wasn't upset enough to not come because I knew your father would have the exact same attitude. He wouldn't have cared what I looked like. He just would have been happy that I came in to say hi." And so I did. And I talked to him, and I did. I talked to him. I talked to his brother. I talked to his daughter. And I looked at some pictures of this guy's life. And he had done just about everything that he wanted to do. During his life, he made a lot of money, and he lost a lot of money, and lived well and didn't live so well, which is the case with many of us who take chances. That's really the way it is. If you take chances in life, it's what it's about. He was really good at it. I'm okay at it. You got to have a strong constitution, a strong stomach, and you got to understand the way the world works. Some up, some down. Days are good, days are bad. But I will tell you, I had great regard for this guy, and I'm sorry he's gone. I'm glad he's gone, actually, because he was had diabetes, he fell down, broke both of his hips, had pneumonia, he was just like, he knew it was over.
Time to call it quits at that point.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And
move on.
Yep. He would have been 90 on his next birthday. And until the last year or year and a half, he really, you remember the song My Way and people, how corny it gets when they play that at funerals. This guy was somebody who did it his way. And for that, he was, oh my God, do people dislike him? People just really, 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 because he would say it and do it and get it done. And he was not a happy camper when it came to dealing with some people who would just get in his way just to get in his way. And you know how people are.
I love those honest people.
Oh, my God.
They're a pain in the butt, but man.
He was on it, and that's why he and I get along, Richie.
Yeah.
It was just very cool to have him in my life, and I'm sorry he's gone. At any rate, let's. What else are we? Tomorrow we'll be sorry that we didn't have a budget, because tomorrow at this time are we going to all be wringing our hands. Oh my God! Look
let's
at this mess we're in.
The countdown clock, Mr. Kessler.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
CNN,
CNN, Fox News. How much longer until the budget, until the U.S. government shuts down?
They just took the clock off.
Oh,
I'm sure
no!
They'll be back on. Well, they're going to a commercial, so they take the clock off.
How dare them not keep us updated during the commercials on such an important story.
Yeah, it should be scrolling across the bottom.
All right, there's a poll out today. This is not going to set well with some people. American life is looking more and more like it's not going in the right direction. 39% of you who were polled by the Miller Central poll people, who are now working exclusively for the Washington Post.
Never drink their beer. So
a poll of 1,500 people, all adults, 39% believe in the age-old American dream, believe their children will have a higher standard of living. 39% of you, I feel like Paul Harvey. The worrying effects of the economic meltdown, though, when you look at what it was 2 years ago, actually almost 5 years ago, this same poll was taken, 58% said that they believed in the American dream. Now 39% believe in the American dream. To top it off, fear of losing one's job is at its highest level since 1970. That's been one of the discussions about Obamacare, is that it will kill full-time employment because of the mandates.
It will.
It has. It is. It is.
Yeah. It's already happening.
It is happening.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, you can see it happening.
And lots of people are scaling down the
positions. Deny it? You're kidding yourself if you're denying it. How many people run businesses and they're cutting not necessarily the workforce, but the way you employ people? It's survival, hello, and that's what these people don't get because they've never run a business. They don't understand business. They understand their own passion. That was one of the things that so clearly comes in. Mr. Obama's birthday is August 4th, 1961. If you look at those people who were born on or about that date, you will find you have a really, really good astrologer. Somebody Vedic is better than Western astrology.
No, here we go.
No, what do you mean? Now, why do you discount that? No, that's annoying. I resent that.
I'm representing all the people that are out there going, well, oh, here
the rest,
we go.
But the rest of them can go listen to another station if they want to.
Okay. All right.
All right?
Good.
Then they won't hear what actually goes on and what I think about Obama based on his birthday.
I want to hear what goes on. I'm not saying I'll buy it, but I want to hear what goes on. So tell me what goes on.
But you discounted it before I even said it, so you didn't buy it. You're suggesting that you don't buy it because it's astrology. That's what you're suggesting.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, I know. That's pretty much it. So you can tune out and listen not to what I say, and then other people who are interested can...
See what else I got available here on my dial.
Yeah, you must have some music you can listen to.
I do, absolutely.
Well, some guitar music or something in the studio you can listen to. I go off on this for a minute. I'll promise only to do it for... Queuing up the record.
Right. Hey, for you. All right, I got something here. All right, I'll be right back. You go ahead with your
Kenny, you'll be listening to this, I'm sure. I'm not a fortune teller. I'm just telling you what I know about people who were born on or about that date, what they're all about, and in part, not all of them, because there are... you know, you give me a pain in the ass sometimes. You really do.
And that's why you pay me the big bucks.
Right, exactly. Anyway, so you have to know where a person's rising sign is and where their moon is in order to really get a fix on everybody or anybody who you really want to know about.
I certainly know where Obama's moon is, so tell me about his rising sign.
Well, but no, I don't know what his rising sign is because I haven't had his chart done because I don't care much about it. But I do know enough about charts that come from that period, 4th, 5th of August in that year, to know what it is. And it's interesting, but the juxtaposition here from the one I know best, which is August 5th versus August 4th, is that there is a state of knowingness, a state of I'm right and everybody else is not, kind of. And you do it, it's my way or the highway. And as a result of that, a lot of people get hurt because there always has to be compromise. There always has to be
some way of
figuring out how to negotiate. And the Republicans are being criticized. Wait a minute.
Name me a politician or a president who
Republicans,
hasn't been like that.
Well, I didn't say that there wasn't.
Highway to the highway. They're all like that.
No, I don't think they all are. I don't think Reagan was like that. I don't think even George Bush the father was like that. I think George Bush the son was like that. I think Clinton was an extraordinarily good negotiator because he was smarter than most of them and he made himself out.
Well, Clinton was classic in that he was like,
he took all the Republican ideas
and make it look like mine.
Exactly. Obama doesn't do that because his ideas are the only ideas. His ideas are right. Everybody else's ideas are wrong. And he can't bring himself around to understanding that there are other stories to be told. That's all it is. Understanding that there are more than one way of looking at things, not just your way. And that's what causes so much frustration and upset with people who otherwise, I'm sure he's a pretty good guy, but he has no tolerance for other ideas other than his own. And therefore, and he surrounds himself with yes people. Nobody ever challenges him. Nobody ever says, hey, you know what? You are probably wrong about this, and here's why. And that's sad because you miss out on a lot of good stuff. He could be a really good president if he listened, worked with people, understood there was more than one way of handling a situation. He could be a great president. Because he certainly has, you know, he's smart, but he doesn't want to hear something that doesn't agree with his point of view. And that's his. That's really the. That's
what you got to give the guy, man, his due. Look at what he's been able to do.
Well, he's been able to get a health care passed.
He's been able to be
a health, not insurance change. Yeah, in a circumstance that you would normally. Yeah, I mean the guy's done fine. And I'm not saying you can't do well. Again, I know and love people who have birth dates that are there, but it doesn't mean that it is easy to deal with them, or it's productive to deal with them. It's frustrating as hell dealing with them, and a lot of it is all about the individual, about me, not about the rest of the world. And you got to deal with the rest of the world unless you want to be alone for the rest of your life. I mean, Obama's, how many friends do you think Obama really has? And you can say, well, how many friends did Bush have? How many friends did Nixon have? How many people? I think that it depends a lot. I think Reagan had lots of. Remember when Michael Reagan, I don't know if I ever told you this, Michael Reagan and I are friends, Richie knows Michael. I remember, I think it was the day after the election, when George Bush became president, Michael Reagan and I were having lunch together. And he said to me that 99% of his friends were gone because they couldn't get anything. They weren't really his friends, but they were working on
that or not that they were getting
because they figured they could get access to his father.
Right.
That was what they wanted.
Or just to be able to say, I'm friends with.
Yeah. Right. Yep. All right, anyway. So now you actually found that you agreed with what I was saying. You listened. You said you weren't going to listen, but you did.
I agree with what you're saying. Your methods may be a little kooky, but I agree with what you're saying.
Well, but you see, we came to the same result. There's understanding.
I don't have a problem with that at all.
People like this are not open to different ideas. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happens. That's the similarity there. Not open to other ideas. All right, anyway, that's it. 13 before the hour. Is that the time? I think it is, Regine.
It is.
Imagine if part of your job was to enjoy your favorite beer.
Ah, delicious.
Just about every day, our founder, Jim Cook, enjoys his favorite, Sam Adams Boston Lager. Why? To make sure it tastes as good as that first batch he brewed in his kitchen. Smooth yet flavorful, with a deep amber color and a head so thick you can float a bottle cap on it. In fact, every batch of Boston Lager is tasted over 100 times before it leaves our brewery. So if we haven't tasted it, neither will you.
Cheers, man. Cheers.
Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Take it responsibly.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
Parents are often advised to consult a child passenger safety technician to determine how to install their child's car seat. These seats are increasingly complicated, but so are all the regulations. In one city, a mother breastfeeding in the car was considered a criminal, but a father holding a child in his lap so he could feed her French fries was okay. Another woman who actually did use the booster seat was charged with a crime because she installed it incorrectly. These things always seem so complicated to the government, but if we look through the lens of liberty, we might simply conclude that the government doesn't belong in our cars. Telling us all how to drive, where to drive, and when to drive is one thing, but now they are also writing the seating chart. Do we really trust the government to care for children better than their parents?
The Lens of Liberty is brought to you by the Vernon K. Kriebel Foundation.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
We're adding a second distribution center. So instead of moving it, we're putting every floor in every store on sale at Lumber Liquidators' first ever warehouse clearance sale. Get 20% off all laminate flooring. Pre-finished solid hardwood up to 55% less than big box stores. All bamboo is on sale from $139 a square foot with new deals added daily. Plus, get special extended financing. Don't wait. Warehouse clearance sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or get to your local store today.
answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
When the day comes where the world changes forever, you can be ready at a moment's notice. With Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's completely mobile and ready to go. All the comforts of an RV, but custom-built to outlast any other trailer. Learn more at survivalistcamps.com. Due to overwhelming response, limited inventory is available. Be ready with survivalistcamps.com. Survivalist Camps, providing your basic needs to survive.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at ThePrepMart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at ThePrepMart.com. That's ThePrepMart.com.
The Wonders from the movie of the same name, number one at the box office this week in 1996. Wow. All right, Chuck, what do you remember about this movie? Chuck Curry is here on Movie Man on Good Day with movie music in people's ears.
Well, I believe it was the first film that Tom Hanks directed. It was a pretty enjoyable movie. I like the actors saw it, and that Tom Everett Scott has continued to work on television. He's done a lot of roles. ER, List, he did Southland. He's had a pretty nice TV career. Saw that film. Mm-hmm. But I like it. It was a good movie.
Yeah, it was okay. Nothing. It was not an Academy Award winner by any stretch of the imagination, but it was kind of fun.
It was fun.
All right, speaking of fun, Chucker has our list of items from the box office that did well over the weekend. We'll get to that after we lay this contest on you. This is a movie that was number one during this week in 2001. All right, so here we go with the first audio clue. Listen up.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, really, really ridiculously good looking?
I know it.
Yeah? Yeah, well.
I know that clip too, but I don't remember the film.
Yeah. Well, you will by the time we're done with the three clips. 888-302-3684. 888-302 Doug. Here's the second clue.
You think you're too cool for school, but I got a news flash for you, Walter Cronkite. You aren't.
Hmm.
Oh, man, I know this.
The movie doesn't go with the name, I don't think. Maybe that's the way of thinking it through, huh? 888-302. Play it again. This is 2001. You want to play that clue again, Richie?
You think you're too cool for school.
Sounds like...
But I got a news flash for you, Walter Cronkite.
Mm-hmm.
You aren't.
Oh, man.
All right. Okay. Let's hit the last one.
I mean, maybe I could even have my own institute. We could call it the Center for Kids Who Can't Read.
Ah.
Good.
888-302-3684. 888-302-3684.
All right, I know who it is.
Yeah. All right, well, there are a lot of people who are working this over and have got it figured out. Chucker has box office totals right after this here on Good Day.
Musicians, over 700 products, representing over $40 million of inventory, all marked down to move in just a few short days. Now through Tuesday, it's Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Score drastic discounts on guitars, drums, keyboards, recording equipment, and DJ and lighting gear from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Martin, Taylor, Yamaha, Korg, Shure, Pearl, Zildjian, and more. It's all priced to move by Tuesday night. Plus, play now, pay later with our best financing offer ever. Guitar Center's Gearathon Savings Event. Don't miss it.
All right. 888-302-3684. You know the name of the movie. Help yourself for a swell prize. If you haven't won before in Movie Moments, we'll get to somebody who hasn't. Meanwhile, Chucker has the results of what happened this weekend at the box office.
All right, Doug. It is September. That means the box office is somewhat weak, but Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2, the animated sequel, opened to a pretty fair $35 million in business. I have to be honest, I'm tired of these animated films that just churn out one after the other. But parents take their kids to see them, and a lot of them do make money. Number two is Prisoners with Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal, filmed at $11.3 million, almost $40 million in 2 weeks. I think it's one of the year's best film with an excellent performance, both by Hugh Jackman and Jake Gyllenhaal. Good adult-oriented thriller. As I said to you on Friday, Doug, Ron Howard's Rush would have a tough time at the box office due to its subject matter of NASCAR. Race car drivers, $10.3 million, despite this film getting great reviews from critics. The comedy baggage, Plain Pates, came in fourth, $9.3 million. And Joseph Gordon-Levitt starring and directing the movie Don John came in fifth, $5 million. I saw it Saturday night. I like this film a lot. But I think a lot of people who go to see it might be in for a little bit of a surprise, as the studio mismarketed it as a straight romantic comedy. It's not what it's about. It's about a guy with an addiction to internet porn. Really? It's pretty graphic. So I liked it. I thought it was a fascinating watch. He's really good. He has a lot of talent behind the camera, but I think it's going to perplex some audiences.
What's the name of it again?
Don John. Now opening up Friday's Gravity and the week after Captain Phillips. So
ooh, I want to see both.
Brandt in Ashburn, Virginia. What's the name of the movie in question here?
Zoolander.
Zoolander is correct. Yes, yes, yes. Gets a swell prize, Richie. Have Evan take good care of him. Appreciate you calling and listening, sir. At 59 after on the Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.